A lot of Ellington reissues came out this year, in conjunction with the centenary of his birth last April. As the Ellington centenary year draws to a close, several notable recordings by Ellington's sidemen have been reissued, time for the Christmas season. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews four new reissues.
Trumpeter Cootie Williams, 1957, from the album Cootie Williams and Hi-Fi. It's one of four nifty new CDs from RCA, featuring star Ellington soloists in settings outside Duke's orchestra, even if they still play a few of his tunes. On Cootie Williams and Hi-Fi, with a tasteful studio orchestra to keep him company, the trumpeter shows off his beautiful tone on open horn, as well as his peerless command of the wah-wah plunger mute. The back half of the CD is given over to very different music recorded in 1957 by Williams's R&B-oriented big band, sometimes featuring singer Larry Dale or this one, Winnie Brown. Given the sophistication of Ellington's own writing, it's curious how often his musicians preferred to play down-home blues when out on their own. Another example is Duke's great balladeer, alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. He's heard on the CD Wild Bill Davis and Johnny Hodges in Atlantic City, a live date from 1966. Hodges and Ellington trombonist Lawrence Brown sit in with Davis's earthy organ combo for some rollicking good time numbers, including two not on the original LP, and this one, Hodges' own Bell of the Belmont. Johnny Hodges shows off his sultry ballad style on another of these new reissues, Ellingtonia Moods and Blues. It was recorded in 1960 under the leadership of tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez and also features Ellington trumpeter Ray Nance. Gonzalez's claim to fame with Duke was up-tempo romps, but he had a beautifully luminous ballad tone himself. Here he is on Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's Daydream. Finally, Paul Gonzalez and trumpeter Clark Terry front the so-called C-Jam All-Stars, a combo of Ellingtonians recorded during a European tour in 1958, with the obscure but okay German pianist Carlos Dierenhammer doing his best to fill Duke's shoes. That disc is called Diminuendo, Crescendo, and Blues, and naturally enough, it includes both Duke's C-Jam Blues and Gonzalez's perennial showcase with Ellington, Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. These last two CDs include no additional material and clock in at a skimpy 36 minutes each, but all these reissues are budget-priced, so there's no cause for complaint. The two discs with Paul Gonzalez have never been available in the U.S. before, and the other two are new to CD. That would make these reissues good presents for Ellington fans who already have a shelf of the master's works, and also for those who don't.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed four RCA reissues, Cootie Williams in Hi-Fi, Wild Bill Davis and Johnny Hodges in Atlantic City, Paul Gonzalez, Ellingtonia Moods and Blues, and CJM All-Stars, Diminuendo, Crescendo, and Blues. I'm Terry Gross. All of us at Fresh Air wish you a happy Thanksgiving.